It's afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Everybody get a good bite to eat? All right. Half of y'all are asleep. Half of y'all are not paying attention to me. It's just like home. Let's stand, and we're going to sing. We're not going to need our handbook for this first song. How many of y'all know the song, I Love Him Better Every Day? All right. If you're over 40, I know you know that because you sang it in Sunday school. Some of these younger kids don't know that one. You're going to learn it today. Because I love him better every day. That's it, right? No, there's more. Just follow me and you'll learn it. All right. I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. Okay, day. I love him better every day, in case you missed English. And then close by his side, I will abide. All right. Now we're going to sing it one more time with day, and then we're going to go to what's after days. We have days of the week, then we have weeks. Then we have months. All right, so let's sing. I love him better every day. I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. Week. I love him better every week. I love him better every week. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every week. You're doing good. We ought to do this more often. All right. What's after weeks? Month. Just month, not months. I love him better. Every M-O-N-T-H-S. No, it doesn't quite work. It's M-O-N-T-H. Here we go. I love him better every M-O-N-T-H. I love him better every M-O-N-T-H. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every W-N-T-H. I forgot what we were on. I went a week. Okay, we're going to do Y-E-A-R, okay? Hey, it was either this or Father Abraham, people. So. All right. I love him better every Y-E-A-R. I love him better every Y-E-A-R. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every Y-E-A-R. There we go. All right. I think the Martins were telling me they did it backwards. They do every Y-A-D. And I heard them say that for a couple of times, and finally I went, yeah. We'll hear from them in a little bit. Let's turn to page 78. We'll do something more familiar. When we all get to heaven. You don't even need a book. You don't need a book, David. First and last. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. All right, get big breath on that last verse. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus,
will sing and shout the victory.
Let's sing the chorus once more.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen. You can be seated. We're now going to have the Martins sing a special for us.
And there proclaim. God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my
one of my favorites out of about 8 or 10. I love that song. You can't do wrong singing about how great God is. Amen. Now, I had pestered David about singing for us back in the fellowship hall. One of the reasons I was pestering because I saw how much he ate. But he didn't see how much I ate. Amen. I don't know if you feel like it or not, David. Well, I always enjoy when Brother David sings. Don't we enjoy when Brother David sings for us? He told me he sang what I said was a great song in the service this morning. Didn't you say that? You sang that last night? Jesus loves me. Amen. Come and sing it, brother.
In the sanctuary. No, I am full though, for real. Do me a favor. Give me a C sharp. Somebody. I don't care. That's all I want is C sharp. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me. He who died, heaven's gates to open wide, he will wash away my sins. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loved me. Oh, yes, Jesus, he loved me. My, yes, Jesus loved me. For the Bible For the Bible, it tells me so. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. He puts up with me so well. I appreciate him. I appreciate him. Love him. Well, we have special blessing this afternoon. Pastor Gabby Verde is going to preach. For us this afternoon, and I appreciate this, brother. I appreciate how God has been pleased to put some things together. And when David and his father Bruce and I visited in Argentina three years ago, we stayed in the Verdes' home, and they showed us great hospitality. Appreciate that. But also, beyond that, appreciate how the Lord has bonded these two men's hearts together. And they put them together with a mutual mind for the work. And what I'd invite you to do, David, is explain a little bit about, and maybe my brother Gavi can share as well, what he appreciates about our philosophy of missions and how we want to work, how you want to work with him when you get to Argentina. And so it's a real blessing to me and to know that when David and Kelsey and Lucas end up in Argentina in the very, very near future, that they have this fine pastor and his church to work with as they get settled there. Now, their church is in Buenos Aires, but and David and Kelsey will probably be there for the first year anyway, and before they move north to Corrientes. But anyway, I'm going to let them come and explain a little bit more about the ministries and preach for us, brother.
Gracias, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
No. Puedes decirlo.
Oh, okay.
Estoy muy agradecido. Me siento honrado de que el pastor haya cedido el púlpito.
I'm very grateful to be here, and I'm honored that the pastor has given me the opportunity to be here in his pulpit.
Somos separatistas.
We're separatists. We want to separate.
Bueno, estoy agradecido y estoy feliz por conocer esta hermosa iglesia.
I'm happy to be here, and I'm very grateful to be able to get to know each and every single one of you all in this church.
Hace 8 años que conozco al papá de David y a David, y han sido de gran bendición para mí.
It's been 8 years since I first met David and his father, and they've been a great blessing to me.
Argentina tiene una gran necesidad de hombres que sirvan a Cristo.
Argentina is in great need of men who are serving Christ.
Lamentablemente, durante muchos años, los misioneros están saliendo a la Argentina para edificar edificios y no preparan hombres para que estén sirviendo al Señor Jesucristo.
Sadly, for the past decade or so, the missionaries that have been coming to Argentina have been focusing more on building buildings than rather on men.
Cuando el papá de David y David comentaban cuál era la filosofía que tenían, la iglesia acompañaba esta filosofía, yo saltaba de alegría porque al fin.
When David and his father made their first trip down to Argentina and then told me their philosophy of missions, I jumped up excitedly and said, finally.
No critico a los misioneros norteamericanos que han ido a la Argentina.
I'm not wanting to criticize the North American missionary that has come to Argentina.
Gracias a ellos, yo conocí a Cristo Jesús por la familia Sanford.
I'm grateful for their sacrifice because the missionary Sanford, due to their work, I came to know Christ.
Ellos llegaron a la Argentina en el año 1949.
They arrived to Argentina back in 1949.
Y en el año 60 vinieron a Buenos Aires.
And then in 1970 they came to Buenos Aires.
Y yo no había nacido todavía.
I still had not been born.
Y ellos empezaron la obra donde que estoy pastoreando ahora en el año 1964.
And then they started the church that I currently pastor back in 1974.
Cuando yo nací.
When I was born.
Wilbur Sanford era un misionero con una
con un deseo de predicar y de preparar hombres.
William Shamford was a man who had a desire to preach and to prepare men.
Y creía en una iglesia madre con iglesias anexas.
And then he believed in having a basically a mother church with annex churches to start.
Yo de pequeño empecé a ir a la iglesia porque la iglesia, el edificio de la iglesia,
I started going to church when I was little because the building of the church
estaba en el garage de la casa del misionero.
Was in the garage of the missionary.
Entonces con 7 años yo iba a la casa a la iglesia.
So at 7 years old I went over to his house to church.
Y fui en Argentina decimos que mi abuelo estaba preparando una casa quinta. Una casa quinta es un lugar de fin de semana.
My father was starting to build a weekend home.
Después de unos años que él terminó esa casa,
and several years after he finished building that house,
yo dejé de ir a la iglesia.
I quit going to church.
Y iba los fines de semana a esa casa quinta.
And then I went to that weekend house that my father had built.
En ese transcurso, el misionero Wilbur Sanford, en el año 1977,
okay. In that time, in 1977, I need to correct myself, the church was started in 1964 when he was born, but
Fallece, y yo me vengo a enterar 6 meses después de ese fallecimiento, porque yo había dejado de ir a la iglesia.
That he passed away, so then I came to visit and came back, got back into church.
Todavía yo no había conocido a Jesucristo.
I still not come to know the Lord as my personal Savior.
Pero su muerte afectó mi vida. Yo tenía apenas 13 años.
But his death really affected my life when I was 13 years old.
Su muerte me hizo volver a la iglesia así.
His death caused me to get back into church like that.
Porque era un hombre íntegro.
Because he was a man of integrity.
Esta semana se habló de integridad en la reunión de hombres.
Saturday at the men's breakfast we talked to, Brother Turner talked about integrity.
El miércoles se habló de evangelismo, cómo evangelizar.
Wednesday he spoke about evangelization, how to evangelize.
Era un hombre respetado en el lugar.
Brother, the missionary was a very respectable man in the community.
Y no, yo volví por ese hombre.
And I went back to church because of that man.
Hasta que el Señor Jesucristo, el 9 de junio de 1979,
until God grabbed a hold of my heart the 9th of June of 1979,
tocó mi corazón y acepté a Cristo como mi único y suficiente Salvador.
God touched my heart and I accepted him as my personal Savior.
Agradecí a Dios muchísimo de comprender día a día lo que él estaba haciendo por la obra, ¿no? Y lo que más quería decirles es que a los 15 años tomé la decisión de servir a Jesucristo.
And so I was really grateful what God was doing day in and day out through the ministry and through my life. And then at the age of 15 I had felt God's calling into the ministry.
No importaba si tenía que limpiar inodoros del resto de mi vida.
And I didn't care if I had to clean toilets for the rest of my life.
Y fui diácono y maestro de escuela dominical y superintendente de escuela dominical.
I was a deacon, then a Sunday school teacher, and then superintendent of the Sunday school.
Pero nunca, nunca pensé que yo iba a ser pastor.
But I never thought and never imagined that I myself would be pastor.
Eso afectó muchísimo porque luchaba.
This affected me greatly because I battled it.
Cuando la iglesia pasó por muchas tormentas.
When the church was going through a lot of storms,
y un día la iglesia me manda a buscar a un instituto un pastor.
Then one day the church sent me to an institute to go look for a pastor.
Al norte del país.
To the north of the country.
Y la iglesia pagó un viaje en avión.
The church paid for my way to take a flight.
Y yo llegué y vi a los jóvenes que recién se estaban recibiendo después de 4 años de estudio.
And I arrived there and saw these young men that were in the ministry just after 4 years of study.
Y había hablado con muchos.
And I'd spoken to many of them.
Pero vi una gran necesidad en todo el lugar de pastores y de ayudar a la obra y de comenzar nuevas iglesias.
And so I saw a great need of men to be pastors and start new churches.
Y una noche llegué al hotel y me puse a orar porque me sentía muy agobiado, me sentía con tristeza, me sentía mal.
And one night I went back to the hotel and I started praying because I felt just weighted down and very saddened.
Y esa noche fue cuando el Señor tocó mi corazón para ser pastor.
And that night God touched my heart about becoming the pastor.
El tema era,
the issue was,
cuando volví,
when I went back home,
mi esposa estaba esperando en el aeropuerto.
My wife was waiting for me over there at the airport.
Y ella ansiosa porque, ¿qué pastor conseguiste?
And she was anxious because she was wondering, well, what pastor did you find for our church?
¿Cómo se llama?
What is his name?
Y yo le dije, Gabriel Fernando Verdi.
And I told her, Gabriel Fernando Verdi.
Y ella se puso a llorar,
and
a llorar, a llorar. Fue una transición.
It was a transition.
Porque yo sabía que si mi esposa no estaba conmigo,
because I knew that if my wife wasn't with me,
yo no podía ser pastor.
I couldn't be pastor.
Yo no podía ser pastor.
I could not be pastor.
Gracias a Dios, mi esposa me acompañó.
I'm grateful to the Lord that my wife followed me.
Me está acompañando.
She's still following me.
Y me va a seguir acompañando hasta
and
que venga el Señor.
She's going to keep following me.
Ese es mi pequeño testimonio.
Para that is my little testimony.
Pero gracias por mandar misioneros a la Argentina.
Thank you for sending missionaries to Argentina.
Y con esta filosofía.
And with this philosophy.
No edificar edificios.
Not of making buildings.
Argentina tiene plata.
Argentina has money.
Y Dios puede utilizar ese dinero porque el dueño del dinero es el Señor.
And God can use that money because the owner of the money is God.
Muchas veces dicen, Dios es norteamericano. Yo digo, mentira, es argentino.
Many times people say, God is North American. That's a lie. He's Argentine.
Estoy muy agradecido y emocionado porque queremos hombres que preparen hombres al servicio. Líderes, hay muchos, pero siervos, pocos.
I'm very excited and grateful for God working because we need men who are going to be servants and teaching men how to be leaders.
Bueno, tengo que predicarles.
Well, I have to preach to you.
Vamos a la Biblia.
So let's go to the Bible.
Y quiero que nos me acompañen en el libro de Hechos, capítulo 9.
And accompany me to the book of Acts, chapter 9.
Un pasaje que conocen bien.
A passage that you know well.
Y vamos a dar lectura a los primeros 9 versículos.
And we're going to be looking at reading the first 9 verses.
Y si todos los tienen, no se duermen. Yo sé, es re difícil esta hora.
And if all of you have it, if you don't be falling asleep, I know it's very difficult in this hour.
Todos los días se aprende algo nuevo.
Every day you learn something new.
Es la primera vez en mi vida.
And this is the first time in my life
que predico en una siesta.
That I'm preaching during the nap time.
Así que los de allá atrás.
And so those of you over there in the back.
En cualquier momento voy con ustedes.
In any moment I will be there with you.
¿Quieres dar lectura? Así nos damos.
Muy bien, los primeros 9 versículos, ¿verdad?
Los 9 versículos.
All right, I'll be reading the first 9 verses. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink.
Santo Dios, bendice tu mensaje, porque he sido bendecido cuando estudié este mensaje. Cuida la iglesia, háblanos, Padre. En el nombre de Cristo te lo pedimos. Amén. En el capítulo 8,
in chapter 8,
los primeros tres versículos,
the first three verses,
habla y aparece que Saulo era un testigo de la muerte de Esteban.
We see that Saul was an eyewitness of the death of Stephen.
Los tres versículos que puedes leer ya.
The three verses which I'm going to be reading here. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at the time there were great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they're all scattered abroad through the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. And as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison.
Por la gracia de Dios, el año pasado yo pude viajar a Israel.
By the grace of God, I was able to travel to Israel last year.
Podría contar un montón de cosas y cómo el viaje me ha ayudado para ilustrar mejor los mensajes.
I could tell you a lot about the trip and how that it has even helped me better in my preaching to illustrate the sermons.
Pero fuimos al Museo del Holocausto.
But we went to the Holocaust Museum.
Y en un lugar había muchas fotos.
And in one area there are many pictures.
Donde yo vi a los nazis arrancar de sus casas a los judíos.
Where I saw the Nazis going to homes and pulling out the Jews.
Inmediatamente en mi cabeza me vino esta cita.
And immediately this passage came to my mind.
Y yo dije, Saulo, como un Nazi.
And I thought, Saul, like a Nazi.
Qué difícil, ¿no?
Very difficult, isn't it?
Pero es así.
But that's how it was.
Saulo asolaba a la iglesia. Y dice en el versículo 3, Saulo asolaba a la iglesia.
And Saul, it says here, persecuted the church.
Y entraba a la casa.
And he entered into the homes.
Arrastraba hombres y mujeres.
Hailing men and women.
Y los entregaba a la cárcel. Literalmente los arrastraba, los sacaba de la casa. Y yo vi cómo los nazis sacaban a los judíos.
And he was committing them to prison, so he was literally going into homes and pulling them out just like the Nazis were doing.
Los cristianos estaban sufriendo una gran persecución.
The Christian believers were suffering tremendous persecution.
Por este Hitler.
By this little Hitler.
Ahora, vemos este hombre que fue testigo.
Now we see this man, he was a witness
de la muerte de Esteban.
Of the death of Stephen.
Su ropa fue tirada, su cuerpo fue tirado, los pies de Pablo, de Saul.
The clothes of Stephen, even his bodies were thrown, or was there at the feet of Saul.
Ahora despertó una gran necesidad de la iglesia de esparcirse.
So then we see that arose the great need of the church to spread out.
Fue el principio que la iglesia empezó.
We see there at the beginning that the church is actually leaving and scattering about.
Por eso saltamos al capítulo 9, en los primeros versículos.
That's why we're jumping here to chapter 9, the first verses.
Saulo ya conocido como el perseguidor de los cristianos.
So Saul, already known as the persecutor of believers.
Saulo respirando, el versículo 1, aún amenazas y muerte contra los discípulos del Señor, vino al sumo sacerdote.
So Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest.
No solamente que quiso echarlos de ahí, sino quiso seguirlos a Damasco.
So not only was he wanting to get them out of Jerusalem, but he was wanting to follow them where they were going.
Y él sabía que los cristianos se reunían en las sinagogas.
And he knew that the Christians, that they gathered around the synagogues.
Y esa gran persecución estaba latente. Saulo.
And so then that persecution there that Saul wanted to commit was very strong in him.
Hubo un encuentro.
But there was an encounter.
Preparado por el Señor.
Prepared by the Lord.
Ahora, cuando mi mente me hace pensar en Saulo.
Now when my mind goes to thinking about Saul.
Un hombre perseguidor.
A man who was following after
y que el Señor lo rescató,
and that God rescued him,
no es difícil para que el ser humano pueda cambiar.
It's not easy for a human being to change
si tienen a Cristo Jesús.
If they have the Lord Jesus.
Cuando yo creí en Cristo,
when I believed in Christ,
venía de una familia trabajadora,
I came from a hard-working
que no tenía
family,
que hacer grandes cambios,
and I didn't have to do many changes.
Mi vida moral era buena porque mis padres eran morales.
My moral life was good because my family was moral.
Me han conducido por una buena senda.
They put me down a pretty good road.
Pero no había esperanza.
But I didn't have any hope.
Mi madre sufrió de una gran depresión.
My mother suffered from a very grave depression.
Con 12 años yo tuve que atender a mi madre postrada en la cama por depresión.
For 12 years I had to take care of my mother that she would just stay in bed because of the depression.
Tuve una niñez hermosa porque mi madre festejó todos mis cumpleaños.
He goes, I had a very nice childhood because my mother was very happy then.
Y vi el sacrificio de mi padre cuando traía esos regalos para nosotros.
And I would see that my dad sacrificed whenever he'd bring gifts for us.
Parecía que mi vida iba a ser perfecta.
It seemed like my life was going to be perfect.
Pero mi madre estaba triste.
But my mother was sad.
Y no sabía por qué.
And she didn't know why.
Cuando conocí a Cristo, ahí supe por qué.
When I came to know Christ, I knew why my mother was
sad. Si el Señor pudo cambiar a Saulo, ¿cómo lo podía cambiar a mi mamá?
If God could change Saul, how much more could he change my mother?
Después de 25 años, mi madre acepta a Cristo.
So then after 25 years, my mother came to accept the Lord.
Queridos hermanos, hay esperanza.
Dear brethren, there is hope.
No en tus fuerzas.
It's not in your strength.
No en mi fuerza.
Not in my strength.
No en la fuerza de la iglesia.
Not in the strength of your
sino
church.
Sino en Cristo Jesús.
But in Christ Jesus.
Porque Él pagó un precio.
Because He paid a price.
Queridos hermanos, estamos cómodos dentro del edificio.
Dear brethren, we are very
estamos
comfortable
cómodos en la burbuja.
Building. We're very comfortable in our abundance.
Necesitamos caminar las calles.
We have to go out and walk the streets.
Para predicar a alguien que puede poner una nueva criatura.
To find somebody that needs a changed life.
En los inconversos.
And to preach to the lost.
La gran necesidad está en Norteamérica, en Argentina.
The
great
need is found here in
Honduras,
North America, in Argentina, Honduras, and all over the world.
Pero la iglesia está siendo cómoda.
But the church is very comfortable.
Por favor, no interpreten que quiero lastimarlos.
Please understand that my intention is not to hurt you.
Y sé que están trabajando.
I know that you're working.
Pero es algo global.
But it's a global problem.
Saben, estoy comprando muchas cosas.
You know that I'm buying a lot.
No para mí.
Not for me.
Para la iglesia.
But for the church.
Queremos atraer a la gente. Y a veces
we want to bring the people.
Algunas cosas.
And so we're purchasing some things for the work of the ministry.
Algunas cosas para atraer.
Then some things so that way then we can draw people.
Atraemos a los niños.
We bring the little kids.
Y compré una pochoclera.
I bought a little popcorn stand.
Y vamos a tener oportunidad de predicarles, enseñarles la palabra de Dios.
We're going to have an opportunity to teach them the word of God.
El dinero está para invertir en la obra de Dios y en las cosas que Dios puede utilizar para su obra.
The money that we have is to invest in the ministry and to purchase tools that we can use for the ministry.
Cuando tenemos la posibilidad de predicar el evangelio.
When we have the possibility and the opportunity to preach the word of God.
Una iglesia de 53 años, el Martínez, mi iglesia.
My church is about 53 years old.
Está siendo muy cómoda porque no evangelizamos.
We're actually very comfortable because we're not evangelizing like we should.
Hace unos meses empezamos a ir casa por casa y en las esquinas de los lugares céntricos.
After a couple months ago, we started going house to house and even going to the busy corners of the streets of the town.
Y con mucha amabilidad y buscando la oportunidad.
And with a lot of love and looking for opportunity,
llevamos con el folleto.
We take the track.
Y si tenemos ese privilegio de ser escuchados,
and then if we have the privilege of them listening to us,
compartimos.
We share
la gran verdad.
We share the great truth with them.
Decían el miércoles, o no me acuerdo el día que fue, pero decían que es importante tu testimonio.
Said Wednesday, I can't remember which day he said, but It was said that the important thing is your testimony.
¿Qué mejor que contar lo que Cristo hizo en tu vida y en mi vida?
What better to say than what God has done in your life and in mine?
Saulo dijo.
Saul said.
Versículo 5.
Verse 5.
¿Quién eres, Señor?
Who art thou, Lord?
Y le dijo, yo soy Jesús.
And the Lord said, I am Jesus.
A quien tú persigues.
Whom thou persecutest.
Dura cosa es dar cosas contra el aguijón.
It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Él.
And he.
Temblando y temeroso.
Trembling and astonished.
Dijo, Señor.
Said, Lord.
¿Qué quieres que yo haga?
What wilt thou have me to do?
Amen. Hermoso.
Beautiful.
¿Qué pregunta para hacerte hoy?
¿No? What a question to ask yourself today.
Se estaba hablando de mucha religiosidad.
We've been talking a lot about a lot of religiosity.
Saulo era un religioso.
Saul was a religious man.
Pero lo hacía por incredulidad.
But he did it because he was a non-believer.
Si ustedes me acompañan en Timoteo.
So if you follow me to Timothy.
Capítulo 1. Creo que es el versículo 2. No,
de primera o segunda de Timoteo.
Primera.
First Timothy.
Sí. 1:13.
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
Habiéndose sido antes blasfemo, perseguidor e injuriador.
Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious,
mas fui recibido a misericordia porque lo hice por ignorancia e incredulidad.
But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
Hermanos, en la calle hay muchos ignorantes e incrédulos.
Brother, there are a lot of ignorant and unbelievers outside of these walls.
Y lo que voy a decir, lo voy a decir con mucho cuidado, pero es una verdad.
And what I want to say here, I want to be very careful in how I say it, but it is truthful.
Hermanos,
brethren,
tenemos la verdad absoluta.
We have the absolute truth.
Está en la Biblia.
Right here in this book.
Porque Cristo cambió mi vida.
Because God gave us life.
Y lo sé por su palabra.
And we know His word.
Qué oportunidad, hermano.
What opportunity
para predicar el evangelio.
To preach the word of God.
Qué oportunidad de presentar lo que vivís.
So then you have the opportunity to preach what you're living.
Lo difícil es.
The difficulty is
que no vivas nada.
That you're not living for anything.
Lo difícil es que seas un religioso.
The difficult thing is that you're being religious.
Lo difícil es que no creas. En este bendito libro.
The thing is that you do not believe in this blessed book.
Que es la espada de doble filo que penetra.
It's a double-edged sword that penetrates.
Cuando vos crees que eso es por lo que vos decís y por tus palabras,
whenever you believe that it's your words and your actions,
que la gente puede creer, estás equivocado.
That people can know Christ, you're wrong.
Es por la palabra de Dios.
It's through the word of God.
Saulo fue religioso, lastimó, pero lo hacía por ignorancia e incredulidad.
Saul was a religious man, but he did it through ignorance and unbelief.
Hay muchos amigos y familiares.
There are a lot of friends and family members.
Que actúan porque no saben la verdad.
That they act because they don't know the word of God.
Nosotros tenemos la verdad para poder llevarla.
We have the truth to be able to take it.
Es necesario despertar.
It's necessary for us to waken up.
Y predicar el evangelio.
And to preach the gospel.
Right. Si pasa algo en vos. Si estás muerto.
Is something happening or are you dead?
Déjeme seguir.
Let me continue.
2 horas me dijiste, pastor.
2 hours, right, pastor?
Saulo tropezó con la cruz de Cristo. 1 Corintios 1:23. Léelo vos.
1 Corinthians 1:23. That we see here that Paul preached the cross. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness.
Pablo después dijo, pero nosotros predicamos a Cristo crucificado.
He says, but Paul said, but we preach Christ crucified.
Hay esperanza.
There is hope.
Saulo tropezó con la cruz de Cristo.
So we see here that Paul stumbled upon the cross.
Saulo preguntaba, ¿cómo puede ser que estos cristianos siguen a alguien que murió?
Paul was probably asking him the question, how is it these Christians can follow somebody who died?
Y para los judíos, el que moría en un madero, en una cruz, era maldito.
And for the Jews, somebody who died on the cross was somebody who was damned.
Saulo no entendía.
Saul didn't understand it.
A la secta cristiana, según él.
To the Christian sects, according to him.
Y cuando tropezó con la cruz,
and when he encountered the cross,
y Cristo se le presentó,
and Christ presented himself,
decimos en Argentina,
we say in Argentina,
se movió la estantería.
The estantería?
Estantería. Estantería.
That he moved the beams.
Tuvo que rendirse.
He had to surrender himself.
¿Qué quiere, Señor, que yo haga?
What do you want me to do, Lord?
Perseguidor.
He was a persecutor.
Quiso emplear su justicia.
He wanted to put about his own justice.
Pero conoció la justicia de Dios.
But he encountered the justice of
por
God.
Medio de su hijo.
Through his son.
Que llevó todas nuestras iniquidades a la cruz.
That he took all of our sins on the cross.
Y derramó hasta la su última gota de sangre por mí
and
y por vos.
And he bled out every drop of blood for me and you.
¿Cómo puedes estar callado?
How can you be silent? How?
Compartí el evangelio.
Share the gospel.
La verdadera justicia viene por la fe en Cristo.
True justice comes about by having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Filipenses 3.
Philippians chapter 3.
Pablo escribe estas cartas. ¿Cómo utilizó el Señor a Pablo?
And Paul was the writer of these letters and God used him greatly.
Cuando vemos la escritura inspirada,
when we see this inspired writing,
Pablo,
God used Paul to write.
Y cuando yo veo el Filipenses, cuando él estaba en la cárcel y con gozo.
And I see Paul here in Philippians that he's in jail and with joy.
Que solamente lo pueden entender los cristianos porque el gozo viene por el Espíritu Santo.
And it's a joy that only believers can understand because it comes through the Holy Spirit.
En la Argentina tenemos un gran índice de psicólogos.
In Argentina we have a large amount of psychologists.
Toda la gente va al psicólogo.
Almost everybody goes to the psychologist.
Los niños, si tienen un problemita, los maestros los mandan al psicólogo.
The little kids, if they have a problem, the teachers will send them to the psychologist.
Si un adolescente tiene problemas, el maestro lo manda al psicólogo.
If a young person has any issues, the teacher will send them to the psychologist.
Si tu matrimonio anda mal, psicólogo.
If you're having problems in your marriage, go to
la
the psychologist.
La gente mayor, ancianos, jubilados.
A lot of retired elderly
psicólogo.
They go to the psychologist.
Cuando tenemos a Cristo.
Yet we have Christ.
La Argentina está sufriendo muchísimo y el mundo está sufriendo muchísimo por no aceptar la cruz de Cristo.
Argentina and the world is suffering greatly from not accepting the cross that Jesus died on.
¿Puedes leer este
Philippians chapter 3 verses 1 through 7. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath, whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
Vemos una radiografía. de quién era Pablo.
Here we see a very brief biography of what Paul was.
Saulo era inteligente, judío de judíos.
Saul was intelligent, the Hebrew of the Hebrews.
Y perseguía a la iglesia por ignorancia e incredulidad.
And he persecuted the church through ignorance and unbelief.
Queridos hermanos,
my fellow brethren,
Dios quiere utilizarte como una herramienta limpia.
God wants to use you like a clean instrument.
¿Estás preparado para esta obra importante?
Are you prepared for this very important work?
¿Estás preparado para servirle como Pablo?
Are you prepared to serve him as Saul served him?
Cuando él decía, porque para mí el vivir es Cristo y el morir es ganancia.
For when he said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Yo me pongo a pensar si la iglesia estaría en persecución en este momento.
I would wonder if the church would be in persecution at this moment.
¿Estaríamos como Jerusalén esparciéndonos?
Would we be like those brethren in Jerusalem scattering around?
¿Y teniendo el entusiasmo de evangelizar?
And having enthusiasm to evangelize?
¿O estaríamos todos escondidos?
Or would we all be going about hidden around?
¿Qué pasaría?
What would happen?
¿Hallará fe el Señor cuando venga?
Would there be faith in Christ?
Tenemos un escudo de religiosidad.
We have this facade of religiosity.
Y esto lastima.
And this is hurting
a la obra,
the work of God.
En la escuela dominical de hoy,
and this morning Sunday school,
se habló de los sufrimientos.
It was talked about suffering.
Y el sufrimiento trae crecimiento.
And that suffering brings about growth.
Muy bueno el maestro, qué bien.
The Sunday school teacher was very
en lo poco
good.
Que me traducía David.
And the little bit that David translated for me.
Pero esto es una verdad.
But it's a truth.
El miércoles vimos evangelismo.
Wednesday night we saw evangelization.
No estamos para confrontar.
We're not here to debate or to cause problems.
Pablo aconsejó a Timoteo a no confrontar.
Paul even recommended to Timothy not to be bombastic or to try to just debate.
Y después el sábado hablamos de la integridad.
And then Saturday it was spoken of integrity.
Todo esto es relacionado.
All of this is relational.
Si no tenés integridad,
if you don't have integrity,
no puedes evangelizar.
You can't evangelize.
Si vos no te sentís consolado por el Señor, ¿qué podés predicar?
And if you're not resting in the Lord, then how can you preach?
Porque no vivís lo que predicás.
Because you're not living what you're preaching.
Una vez cuando joven,
once when I was young,
fuimos a evangelizar en aquel entonces cuando yo tenía 14, 15 años.
We went to go evangelizing back then when I was 14 or 15.
Las iglesias comenzaban con campañas de carpa.
Churches started with these campaigns that they had tents.
Y los jóvenes salíamos a repartir folletos entusiasmados.
And us young people would go about passing out tracts very enthusiastically.
Uno de los jóvenes,
one of the young people,
que me tocó salir con él a repartir folletos,
that was partnered with me to go and hand out tracts.
Él dijo, no, por acá no, porque me conocen.
He said, here, through here, no, let's not go here because they know me.
¿Qué pasa con vos?
What happens with you?
No, acá no. Me conocen.
Oh no, over here no, because they know me.
Integridad es importante.
Integrity is important.
Es honor.
You have to have an honor.
Somos de Cristo.
We are of Christ.
Somos embajadores.
We are ambassadors.
Es un escudo la integridad.
The integrity is a shield.
Quiera Dios, hermanos.
Do we really love God?
En este breve siesta,
in this brief nap time,
con la palabra de Dios,
with the word of God,
podamos salir alentados.
We can leave rejoiced
de tomar la palabra de Dios y predicarla.
And take the word of God and preach it.
Estoy seguro,
and I am sure,
de que es posible,
that it is possible,
que antes de que venga el Señor,
that before Christ comes back,
la iglesia va a tener persecución.
That there will be persecution.
¿Quién va a quedar?
Who's going to be left?
Algo que tenés que preguntar. ¿Quién va a quedar para en esos momentos.
And you have to ask yourself, who's going to be left in those moments?
Que estemos en este mundo.
The moments when we're left here in this world.
La conversión de Saulo afecta mi vida de una manera espectacular.
The conversion of Saul affects my life in a spectacular way.
Pero cuando veo en mi iglesia,
but when I see in my church,
un inconverso que cree en Cristo,
somebody who comes to the knowledge of Christ,
la iglesia se fortalece.
The church gets strengthened,
porque vemos el poder del Espíritu
because
Santo.
We see the power of Christ.
Hay esperanza.
There is hope.
Sigamos predicando la verdad.
Keep preaching the truth.
Que está en la palabra de Dios.
It's found here in the Word of God.
Que Dios nos bendiga. Vamos a estar orando.
May God bless you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this sermon. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Verdi's heart. Thank you, Lord, that he has such a desire to see his country reached. Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, that you please just break up the fallow ground over there as Kelsey and I go work, Lord, and we work together for the Gabi. We pray, Father, you prepare a great harvest there. We even pray, Father, that you'd use us greatly for your honor and your glory. And we want you to be used of you. And you're my pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Should I verify with the Spanish speakers whether you did right? No. Stand together, beloved. We're so grateful for the Word of God, indeed. Thankful that whether it's United States, hey, and here I thought it was Texas where God lived. I messed up on that. But whether it's Texas, United States, or Argentina, isn't it a wonderful thing that the Word of God is unchanging? The message of the gospel is the same here and there. And last week when we were in Mexico, it was the same message that Jesus saves. Jesus changes lives. Jesus does something in us that, oh my, as you hear me say all the time, we'll never get over. We'll never get over it. That great work of God in our hearts. And certainly, after a tremendous message, we want to give opportunity to you to respond. So these altars are, of course, open as God would direct. It's a good time to get saved. It's always a good time to get saved. If you need the Lord, please respond to the call of the gospel. Brother and sister in Christ, might we be ready as well. Regardless of what comes our way, we'd be ready to stand for Jesus, the one who's done so much for us. Brother John, you have a song for us.
351.
351. Regardless of what the song is, may the Lord speak to our hearts.
Take up thy cross and follow me. I heard my Master say, I gave my life to ransom thee. Surrender your all today. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ, who loves me so. Wherever he leads, I'll go. He drew me closer to his side. I sought his will to know. And in that will I now abide. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll
Thank you so much, folks. Well, it's been a good day. It's always nice when somebody joins the church and becomes part of the fellowship here. Our men's breakfast became international yesterday morning. Brother Gabi was with us and shared that time, and that was a blessing as well. How long is Brother Gabi going to be with us here?
Until the 8th of August.
Oh, amen. Amen. Muy bien. All right. Well, take Brother Gabi back to the foyer. I know there's some things in the kitchen still need to be picked up and gathered up and cleaned up, so please be mindful of that. You can have opportunity to express your gratitude to Pastor Verde as well before you leave. It's been a good day, and I'm so thankful to be here with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Love y'all. We had a great time in Mexico. Enjoyed the trip immensely. I got to preach a couple times, and I was sharing with, Brother David coming down the hallway, I think it was, that I've had Milton translate for me, I've had Bruce translate for me, and Brother David translated for me years ago, and Brother David said, maybe Lucas will translate for you someday. I don't know if I can hold on that long, but God is good indeed. It's been a great day, Brother John.
Let's be dismissed with our chorus. This is my story. This is my song.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.